hey, I can tell how smart you are, but your life does not reflect that. What the hell is going on? You can become anything you want to become, but you're going to have to pay a heavy price to get there. The most successful people in the world are the people that can self-soothe. So can you avoid being triggered? If you're being triggered and you look outward and you're angry at the person that triggered you, that's weakness. You are manifesting weakness. You have to go, ooh, someone has triggered me. That means I have an insecurity around this thing. I need to address my insecurity. And then that's going to put you in a far more powerful position to move forward. So the people that are successful, they can self-soothe. They can stay emotionally calm in the midst of the storm. When everybody else is panicking, they're only looking at solutions. And that's the other thing about the no bullshit, what would it take game. The whole point is to switch you out of problem mode into solution mode. Most people can only see these are the 152 ways that this could go wrong. And we started doing that to say, no matter how outrageous, there is a way to pull this off. So what would need to be true for this to work? Stop telling me all the things that aren't going to work. Tell me the thing that is going to work. And once you get to that, you're okay, well, if we did X, Y, Z, it would work. Okay, now, are we willing to do that, yes or no? And if we're not, is there another thing that we are willing to do? But at least now we're operating from the position of that would work, and successful people are about that. They are good decision makers. They are hyper resilient. They don't stop at failure. They don't get in their own way from an ego perspective. They're looking nakedly at their own inadequacy. And they've got enough confidence to get people going behind them. It is this weird thing of, dude, I fear that I'm too dumb to do the things that I want to do in my life. I never know if I'm right, and I go all out every time. And I'm just trying to make it happen. And so I have the courage and conviction to say, I know about myself. I will keep going until I figure this out. Not that I already understand everything, that I have the courage to figure this out. And then I will go through and I will weather that storm. People are intoxicated by that certainty, where I'm like, hey, get behind me. I will get us through this. I'm not telling you I already understand everything, but I am telling you I will not stop fighting until we get to the other side. Dude, the way that people will pile in behind you, when you do that, I have the chills now, because I know how people respond to that. So if you can manage your emotions, if you've got the courage to fight through that storm, if you're not easy to knock off your pedestal, and you're humble enough to know that you're almost certainly making mistakes so that you know when to correct course, that's the recipe.
If it's going to happen, you're going to have to eliminate excuses.
So are you fighting procrastination? Are you fighting excuses? Are you fighting low self-esteem? Ladies and gentlemen, get your dukes up. Get your hands up and get ready to fight. See, let me tell you something. Trouble can be a bully, but you better learn how to land the first blow. Lesson number one, acknowledge the fight. Who are you fighting? Who is your battle with? Key number two, what is your strategy to win? Are you going for the knockout blow? Are you going to kill them softly with a couple of jabs? You might be in a situation right now where the doctor said to you that you're not healthy, your body's failing, you might even have cancer. Oh, that's not just a battle. That's going to be a war, ladies and gentlemen. But to win fights, you got to have stamina. You got to be ready to fight and bounce back. Punch and counter punch. Jab and jab back. Let me tell you something. Life is a series of fights. The worst thing you can do is run away from your fights. Because if life is a series of fights and you run away, you just ran away from your life.
You've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect. Rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down at. We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. And if these things are going to happen, we've got to stop habitually gravitating to excuse.
Your promotion and your next level is about you getting to this war, getting to this battle and winning. Here's the reality. I don't believe in getting bullied. I believe in altercations. And so let me tell you something. Is trouble coming your way, a fight coming your way, and you're running from your fight, you just ran from your life, and you just ran from your future. I've been fighting my whole life, and let me tell you something. We're going to battle, baby, and I want you to do the same thing. Because when you get victory, you'll raise your arms up like the champ. When you come over depression, you raise your arms like a champ. When you overcome bankruptcy, you raise your arms like a champ. When you come over divorce, raise your arms in victory. I love Muhammad Ali because he did it with charisma. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, man, rumble. Let me tell you something. You gotta be ready to fight because your life is all about fights. Here's reality. Life can be messy, but you gotta clean it up. And you better learn how to fight.
When will you see your purpose bigger than your excuse? I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not a I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 jobs. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. And stop comparing yourself to everybody else. We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pooled over us, covering up the underlining issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. The truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid that if we give our best, the best isn't good enough. We're afraid because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We're afraid that we won't be seen. We're afraid that people will change if we evolve. We're afraid that maybe we'll lose our friends if we began to shift our thinking. And the truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny, to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop?
I can't get nowhere in life, or I don't have money, I have this and that. And I realize the only difference between me, them, or any of us is what we negotiate through life. How many born with a silver spoon in their mouth? What, 2% of the world? So the rest of us have gotten to a level of success or broken the cycle in our families, or even just become a better person by purely negotiating with themselves and then with others.
Like most of us start, there was no belief that I could do it, but I remember walking into a store, saw this picture of this guy who looked like a young Mike Tyson hanging off a pair of jeans, and it was Carl Kanai. And then it just hit me. I thought prior to that, we always thought that you had to be from Italy and France to design. You had to be older and like a, you know the guys with the tape around their neck, you know, the tailors, right? Sure, sure. And so... Or whatever the fashion designer had looked like in those days. And I thought I'm just supposed to buy from them. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Okay, no problem. Then I'm watching a De La Soul video, I remember, and seeing them wearing these hats. It almost looked like a ski cap, but it has like a tie on the top. And I couldn't find that hat anywhere in Queens. I finally find one uptown Manhattan. I pay for the hat. I come home. I show my mother. I said, look, Ma, go get $40 worth of fabric. I go to the store, get $40 worth of fabric. I come home. I give my mother the stuff to sew the hats. And she says, I'm not sewing this. You're sewing this. I said, oh, crap, now I got to work at this? I sew the hats, and then all of a sudden, I have all these hats and only one head. So anyway, so that's when it happened. That's when I went out and sold those hats in the outside on that Good Friday, and I sold $800 worth of hats in 1 hour. Wow. And that's when it just snapped. I just said to myself, wait a minute. I made this with my own hands. I went and sold this to individuals, and nobody was in my way. I didn't have to get a check from a boss. Nobody told me when or to come to work or go to work. I can't get fired from this because of my color, creed, or whatever the case is. I'm responsible for what's happening here, yeah. And I will either fail because every decision I make, or I'll succeed because every decision I make. When you're working with the power of broke, it does a couple of things. Number one, it makes sure that you learn the process yourself. You can't afford to hire anybody else. So all those people out there who pay $40,000 for a website when it really costs $5, right?
Or you can leverage it by bartering or something.
Whatever the case is, right? So you have to learn the process. And what happens during that period of time of learning the process is that when and if and hopefully you get to the point that you are successful, nobody can tell you lies. You can't have somebody say, well, I'm not going to tell you about shipping because, you know, you're firing me and I got to go work it out yourself. I said, get the hell out of the way. I've been doing this for 8 years myself, right? You get and you learn the process, number one. Number two is because you don't have a lot of capital, you focus on the only thing that you can do. You don't drown an opportunity. You don't take a bunch of money and go, huh, we should try a bunch of stuff. Right. Here you go. Here's 10,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000 here.
Go.
You go, all right, what are we going to do with this hat right now?
The first thing to achieve is, why do you want to achieve it? Like, what is your outcome? Many of us walk into the room, even into the room we're talking to ourselves, and they're not honest about the outcome. What is the outcome? Why are you going through the motion? Is it because society has told you that that's what it should be, or is it that your parents always wanted that from you, or is it that you have been neglected in some way and you're trying to please a bunch of people that you can't stand? Or is it that you want to change the world? Is it that you know that you being healthier is going to be able to be around in your family's life much longer, or you're going to be able to stop some social injustices? Like, what is your why, first of all? I just started looking at all the best things in my life, the people that I get to motivate, the fact that a little brown boy who's dyslexic from Queens with no money, no nothing, came up in the world, and hopefully I can empower the next little brown boy, little brown girl, or anybody of any color, culture, or sexual preference to be, not the next Damon John, be the next Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, or President Barack Obama. If I can do that, then maybe that's what my life was, that's what God put me on this earth for. It made me also want to live to leave my daughter's a legacy. I wanted them to be proud of their father, so I refrained from doing and having a lot of the temptations that I've seen a lot of people fall short and get caught up in, and nothing wrong with that. We're all human. So when I invest in brands and companies, I invest in them because they're allowing me to be part of their dream, but I'm also learning from them, which is in return allowing me to go back to my special skill set and improve it.
A gentleman who dramatically transformed my life, I was a junior at Booker T. Washington High School in Miami, Florida, and I went in his class looking for another friend, and he said, go to the board and work this problem out for me. I said, sir, I can't do that. He said, why not? I said, I'm not one of your students. He said, do it anyhow. And the other kid started laughing, saying, he's Leslie, he's DT. And he said, what's DT? His brother is smart, but he's the dumb twin. And I said, I am, sir. And he came from behind his desk and he pointed at me. He said, don't you ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. And he taught me three things. He said, if you want to become successful in life, young man, he said, number one, you got to change your mindset. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Number two, practice OQP, only quality people. You earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. I found that out. I left all my broke friends. I said, y'all got to go. Because I used to be so broke, I passed the bank and tripped the alarm, you know? And the third thing is that develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. He said those are three major things that you want to work on that will liberate you from living in Liberty City, living in poverty in Overtown. It will help to escape out of where you are right now. I didn't do what I'm doing for years because of my programming, because of the culture in which I was raised in. I would see other people with degrees and PhDs and MBAs and credentials I don't have, and I convinced myself I couldn't do it. But Mr. Washington, on that day, we became friends. And I read something by Dr. Norman Cousins. He wrote a book called The Biology of Hope. And he talked about the fact that when something happens to you, you don't deny it, you defy it. And I was defiant that I'm going to beat this, I'm going to handle this. That there are people who many times when something happens to them, that they embrace it from a place of fear and it takes them out. And Elsie Robinson said, things may happen to you and things may happen around you, but the most important things are the things that happen in you. And you have to stand up inside yourself and deal with it and handle it. Those experiences of going after goals that's beyond your comfort zone and having relationships that will challenge you and surrounding yourself with coaches and mentors who can take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself because you can't read the label when you're locked in the box. And so those experiences, they challenge you to go to that next level and continue to move forward in your life doing new and exciting things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what God has in store for you when you live a hard-centered life, deciding that you're going to live a life that will outlive you. You're going to live a life that counts, a life that will build a legacy and change the planet. Ask yourself the question, who should I count on and who should I count out? And so many people never achieve their goals because they have too many toxic, negative, energy-draining people in their lives. And you have to have goals outside of your comfort zone that will challenge you, because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. And you got to have a mentor who's experienced, who's been there, done that. And as a result of that relationship, because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest, but he never won a championship without Angelo Dundee. And Michael Jordan never won a championship without Phil Jackson. So you've got to have someone that can see something in you that you can't see, that can take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself. Between ages 0 and 5, we determine what's available to us and what's not available to us. There are certain things I could not do, certain places I could not go. And so now you have to operate within the constraints of the dominant society and the things that they've created for you. And it's a challenge to see yourself beyond that and to work to get outside of that. You unconsciously operate within the parameters of what has been put in place. That many people, because they're not making a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to think outside of what life has thrown at them, they end up doing the same thing over and over and over again. Einstein said that thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. And so through relationships, through reading, through studies, through goals and dreams beyond your comfort zone, it allows you to begin to live out of your imagination as opposed to out of your history.
And so a lot of them, I don't know how explicit I can be, but like they mentally masturbate to watching lots and lots of videos. They, you know, want the pump-up speeches. They buy the tickets to the things. Mm-hmm. And I think that they think that exposure to information is learning. And I don't think that's true, or at least it hasn't been for me.
That's definitely not true.
And so when I do the original rule of 100 and whatnot, it's because I think it's the most effective way to learn, which is you force yourself on the one controllable that you have, which is the activities that you can take. And then it goes with the underlying assumption that you go off feedback and you're like, well, that opening message did not work, right? And then I think most people have a dramatic underestimation of how much volume it takes to be successful. You get the skill from the volume, the feedback from the volume. And you, there's all these like little things. I'm sure it's like from the exercise world because you come from that. Like when you squat, the first time you squat, you're orienting yourself to your environment. You're barely actually squatting. You're just looking like you have a bar on your back. But you learn so much between that first rep and your 10,000th rep of squats. And so I think for most people, it's like, if I can just decrease the action threshold for people to begin and be okay with the fact that they're going to suck, and it is okay to suck. It is, you should expect to suck. And it would be unreasonable for you to be good if you haven't done it before. There's three traits that people, then they looked at, because they were trying to find habits of highly successful people. And when they actually pulled apart, it's not, and I hope I'm not contradicting anything, but there's people who are really rich who wake up really late and work really late. And there's people really rich who wake up really, really early. And there's people who are really rich who eat really healthy. And there's people really rich who drink Coca-Cola and eat French fries every day. And so there's all these things that we want to make as truths, but there's easy examples that counter those things. So it's like, what are the few things that are true, or at least that seem to be present in all of the situations? And it seems as though there were surprisingly few. And so the three common traits that they had, that they had found were, one, that people have superiority complex. They believe they're better than others, and they believe that they deserve more than everyone else does, and that they can accomplish big goals, right? So they have a bigger vision because they believe they deserve it, or whatever it is, that they were able to identify that. The second thing that they were able to identify is that they had crippling insecurity, and which is a paradox of paradoxes. They feel they'll never be enough, and they'll always be measured against the things that they've achieved. And so you've got this crazy dynamic between they think they're better than everyone, they think they deserve more, they want to go after this big hill, and at the same time, they fear they'll never be good enough, and they'll never actually achieve it, and they actually suck. And then the third piece, which kind of adds the beautiful like mix of this, is impulse control. And so they're able to control their actions and focus on a single thing for an extended period of time. And so if you put those three things together, it's like you've got a big goal that's pulling you this way, you've got this big fear that you are running away from, and then you've got impulse control to keep you focused on the one thing that matters. And if you do that, if you are the type of person who has those traits, then you are very likely to be successful. If you can wait a year, you can make a ton of money. Like if you can do something for 12 months, you do not need for financial goodness pretty much for the rest of your life. I'm not saying you're gonna be hella rich, but you're not gonna need for anything if you can wait 12 months. If you can wait a decade, you're going to be above the 1%. If you can wait 10 years for an outcome, be able to do the doing without seeing the result, you will be able to be above any most achievement of most people. And if you can wait a lifetime and you don't even need to see the result of your doing this, even while you are alive, but know that it may get done after you pass, then I believe that you can change the world. And I mean that. And so I think that if people can just extend the time horizon that they're measuring themselves on, they can just do so much more. I mean, you've probably heard the Bill Gates quote where he says, people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in a decade. I think it's the same thing, just continue to draw it out. And I think as we've been able to, you know, achieve more leverage and make more money, et cetera, my horizon has extended. And when I listen to the people who are the people who I want to emulate, I can almost tell by the measurement of money that they talk about and the measurement of time that they discuss how successful they are or how successful I think they're going to be. Like if I talk to a 25-year-old and he's talking about what he wants to do in 2 decades and his whole plan of what he's going to do, as long as he's not just blowing smoke because he's heard an interview from me, then I'm like, this kid's got it. He gets it. He gets it. And most people just don't think they can't wait 90 days. Most people can't even wait a month, right? They start a diet and 14 days later, they don't have a six pack and they can't wait. But like, if you do a year, you can look whatever way you want for the most part, you know, by and large. And if you wait a year for the ability to learn how to sell, you wait a year for the ability to learn how to market, wait a year just providing value to a group of people for free and then delaying your ask, you can do whatever you want.
At the end of the day, winners win and entrepreneurs make money. When we accept failure, we find success. When we don't own failure, we'll never find success. About 10 years ago, around 2010, 60% of businesses were family owned. Today it's only 42% because people made excuses. They blamed Obamacare. They blame the economy. They blame whatever the hell they could come up with. But how many people during those years started businesses and became millionaires? Every one of those excuses was bullshit. Every single one. He or she who creates the best reaction wins. And that's what we have to get good at, is we have to understand how to cause people to react. If you own your failure, you'll own your success. So what is personal growth? You know, I think about entrepreneurship. Some of us are in this to do social good and make money. Some of us are into this for political causes and make money. Some of us are just here to make money. But we all have different motivations. So we all define growth differently. Could be a bigger house, a bigger car, whatever it is, we all define it differently. But what is common about growth? Benjamin Franklin, if you do tomorrow what you did today, you will get tomorrow what you got today. That is the definition of not growing. Every day, every hour, how do we find those resources? How do we find the energy, the knowledge to do that? That's what I want to talk about. If you do it the same tomorrow, there's no growth. If you attain the same result tomorrow, there's no growth. So how do we get better? Everybody will talk to you about success, the practices of success, principles of success, blocks of success, platforms of success, steps of success, every freaking word they can think of, they will put before of success. But I've learned more about failure than anyone. You see, other people get paid to go to promising businesses. I get paid to go into worse businesses you can imagine. What is it about failure? What is the common denominator of failure? How does failure happen? I've learned the walk of failure, the talk of failure, the words of failure, the facial expressions of failure, and I finally landed on the common denominator of failure. The one thing that resides within every failure that could ever exist. And it took me about 130 episodes to figure it out. So, what is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. It's Congress. A few weeks ago, somebody told me it's Greece. In California, the euro is taking them down. So, if you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? It's that son of a bitch's fault. Son of a gun! I did everything I could! But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure. Certainly not an entrepreneur. Years ago, I used to have a line on my revenue reports for comments. And every day at the end of sales, the GMs would write a comment. So they'd write, snowing, no business. The next day they'd write, cold, no business. The next day, first nice day, no business. So, if you give somebody a line to put an excuse in, they will put something in that line every freaking time. But you can't. You can't. Because you're the people who make it happen, aren't you? You're the entrepreneurs. You're the ones who start the businesses, aren't you? We're the ones who get them capitalized. We're the ones who create jobs. They blamed Obamacare. They blamed the economy. They blamed whatever the hell they could come up with. But how many people during those years started businesses and became millionaires? Every one of those excuses was bullshit, wasn't it? Think about it. Every single one. At the end of the day, winners win. And entrepreneurs make money.
One of my favorite movies is Rocky. And so I'm lying there, completely crushed. And I turn it on, and there's Rocky I. The end of the movie's on, and it's that scene. The music's going. I'm crying. And Apollo Creed is just beating Rocky. And I don't know if you remember the scene. He's hanging. And then he gets to the ground. And his, you know, what's her name? Adrian's in the back. And he's sitting there. And he couldn't get up. Six, right? And Mickey's like, stay down, right? And everyone else, get up. And Rocky. And I'm sitting there. I'm down. And I'm watching him. And he looks up. I see it. He looks up. Somehow, the music going, and he gets back up, right? And then he pops Apollo in the ribs, and that round ends, the second to the last round. And the movie continues on to eight more movies or whatever. I think to myself, what if he didn't get up? What if that movie ended that he was just crushed? He had learned all the lessons. Remember, he went through all the different lessons in the movie that made us root for him, love him. But that one moment of bankruptcy, he had a decision to make. If I can look up, beyond all but everybody else, I'm gonna get up. And because he got up, we all know what happened in the other eight movies. I wanted to see what's gonna happen in the other eight movies for me. Yeah, well, first of all, look up and then breathe. Think about what you want. Think about how you can help and who can help you. And then start thinking about how. And then prioritize that very first step, prioritize that very first day. Start thinking about what you want and continue every day enjoying that consistently, persistently in the pursuit of your potential. Also, have an open mind. Remember, I talk about what I think I want in the future. I'm open to learning and changing my mind. I love fast learners and I love immigrants. And so if you feel that way, look up and then think about what you want, who you can help and who can help you, how best to get that done. I promise you each day will become easier. It will aggregate upon itself and pretty soon you too will be an overnight success.